Blog Talk Radio.
Can't search a holy man. Call him sinning. He was a sinner. Time to get rid of him. Or, a search for holy men. Come on. Can't keep my thoughts in order. In a zone I can't manage. Maybe I'm bipolar. Chemically imbalanced. My first thought is damage. My second thought is pain. My mind's eye holds images of blood stains. All I know is horror. I hold a scarred past. I think about tomorrow and hear the devil laugh. Gunshot blast. There goes Chapstone. Just another voice I hear when I'm alone. Don't even trust my shadow. I think he moves funny. Feels like the Grim Reaper comes to take life from me. You probably think I'm crazy or done too many drugs. Cause I can see demons. You must be blind as fuck. Moving lightly in tempo, zigzagging in the street. Like I can feel the heat of hell underneath my feet. I feel the end creeping. Maybe I should repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of. They say all men are sinners and must repent their ways to reach the Lord's promise or feel eternal blaze. Hell flames scorching, we sin in many ways. Drugs, sex, abortion, extortion, gunplay. These are the last days, Revelation 7 plagues. Holy wars, Armageddon, high age rate. Spiritual high stakes, tough choices to be made. My New York mind state may keep me out the pearly gates. Grind to not go hungry, out for the root of evil. Enemies necessary for green pictures of dead people. I know it's a thin line between love and hate. Freedom of sell, heaven and hell, does it depend on fate? Or does it depend on faith? Lord, show me the way. I open up the Bible, flip to a random page. He states the rules clearly, commandments there are 10. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. 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 Yo. Pedophile and priest, reverends who mislead. Pastors sipping off a ridge and pushing caddies. Most been marked by the beast. Spit what I see on beat. Theft, drugs, rape, murder all on one street. And street after street, evil spinning 360 degrees. I get up on my knees and pray the Lord forgives me. Cause I participated in evil. Risking my life for freedom with stunts, rather than Knievels. Years of incarceration, maybe I was wrong. Using my strong arm to get my grub on. Sold a controlled substance, chasing money in abundance. More time, came home broke, shit wasn't all for nothing. Young wanting all or nothing, ready to pop something. Needing that money, hunger pains, had my stomach pumping. Living a sinful living, I'm ready to repent. Duck and dodge my demons, in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. such a holy man.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate everybody out there that's listening in right now online, and I appreciate the people on the phone lines right now. We're going to have a good show. Hey, let me tell you who I got lined up for you guys tonight. I actually have, oh, man, this is going to be a great lineup, guys. You're going to dig this. Check it out. I got my man, Kane Marco. He's a rap artist out of St. Louis, Missouri. He began spitting his rhymes and his ciphers on the corners and parks in the hood. Eventually, he made his way through crooked Indiana through Chicago, Illinois. This guy's a beast. Check him out, man. He's coming up next. Also, I have Chuck Braddock, man. This guy sounds like somebody from Rambo movie, man. He's a 50-year-old veteran. He's marketing engineer. Hey, this guy is on top of. He's a golfer. He enjoys fishing, gardening. He's a local volunteer for some, you know, some charities, guys. So check him out. My man Chuck, he did a ripping 90-day challenge. Man, I'm going to let him tell you about it. I'm not going to say any more. I got my man Willie the Redneck on the phone. I got Tony, Bicycle Tony from Stormart Radio. And we're going to have Miss Suave a little later on when she comes in. Well, let me introduce my host. Here is Willie the Redneck. What's up, Willie the Redneck?
I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. I don't need you calling my damn name all on the damn radio. I mean, everybody know who the hell I am.
Hey, look, man, I got to introduce you, man. I got to tell the people who's on the phone with me, man. So please don't get pissed off this early in the show. We just getting started, Willie.
Hey, Caesar, I'm pissed off already, buddy.
What are you pissed off? Hey, Willie, let me ask you a question, man. Let's ask this guy a question and find out what's going on with him. Let's nip it in the bud right quick, Willie. What's going on in your life, Willie, right now, this week? This is a brand new week, Willie. What's going on?
Hey, Caesar, I'm really upset. You moved some damn new people next door to me, and I don't like them.
Oh, Willie, they're next door to you, so what are you talking about? What are they doing?
They're playing all this loud-ass country music. I don't like the music they're playing, Caesar.
Hey, you told me you love country music, man. You said, Caesar, I love country music. So what are you talking about now? Now you complain about the rap music. Man, what am I going to do with you, Willie?
Let me tell you something, Caesar. You're hearing Kid Rock all over again, over and over again. He's trying to play country music.
Kid Rock, what are you talking about, man?
I just got confused. You don't know what the hell he wants to be, a rapper or a damn singer. I don't know what the hell he is.
Wow. Well, Willie, I'm sorry, man. You're having problems, man. I'll be over there and I'll talk to him later on, man. All right. When I come and collect your rent, I'll be over. When I come over there to collect your rent, Willie, I'll be over there.
You owe me a new pair of drawers too. I'm serious. I hung my damn drawers up in the damn line because my damn power is off, and the damn dogs or somebody took my damn drawers. I had like 5 brand new pair on the goddamn line, and all of them taken.
Well, Willie, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. You supposed to have a dryer in your house. Why you always hang your stuff outside like a redneck? I mean, you are a redneck. I'm sorry.
I like the little fresh air in my
house,
Caesar.
I got you, man. Hey, Willie, let me introduce my people out there, man. Kane Marco. What's up, Kane Marco? Are you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good with you, man? Like, damn, do we know his name? What's up, man? You doing all right?
I'm straight, man. I'm having a problem with this phone, man, but I'm good, man. Everything's good.
Oh, okay. You having problems with your phone? Okay.
I want to get this straight right now, Caesar. Before we even start the damn show, I want to get this straight right now. There's only one damn king, buddy, and that's Elvis.
I didn't say king, man. I said Kane.
Kane.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm allergic.
Yeah, you need to get that wax out of your ears, man. We got Kane Marco, and we also have my man Chuck. Where you at, Chuck?
Hey, I'm out here in Northern California on the banks of the beautiful Sacramento River, Caesar, and I'm awful proud that you invited me today, but I just want to set the audience straight. I appreciate the compliment. I'm not 50, I'm 70.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, my man.
No, that's quite all right. No, that's quite all right. You know, you just knocked 20 years off my great life, and I just want to appreciate you saying that.
We do that on this show, man, but I'm glad you came on and corrected me, man. Wow, man. Wow, I didn't know you were 70, man. Wow.
Yeah, no, I've just been hustling for 50 years, that's all.
Right. A 50-year-old veteran in marketing. I got you, man. I got you. Okay, cool. Thanks for correcting me, brother. I appreciate that.
This guy Caesar is getting old, buddy. That's why he don't remember nothing.
hey, Chuck, you gotta bear with me, man. I had like 6 strokes, my man, and I'm still not all there, man. My memory and stuff goes and it comes, man. I'm not all there.
That's quite all right.
Hey, Chuck, I see that you are a fisherman. You like fishing, huh?
Well, it has been a way to enjoy life on a regular basis. Unfortunately, the last few months I have not spent time doing that, but we do live on the banks of the Sacramento River where the salmon run and the steelhead come down, and also the striped bass like to move up, but I haven't got my line wet for a while, and it's just that I've been busy with other things, but looking forward to a little striped bass fishing here in another month. And it's only about maybe 1,000 feet away from the house, so it's kind of a great place to be.
Hey, Chuck, but I know something else about you. You told me. I've been talking to you, man. You said you go hit the green a lot. So what's up with that? What's your handicap?
I'm glad you asked. I spent 37 years off the golf course. I used to play quite a bit in my 20s. Business was good for me. I was farming, and we moved to another area, and I started a business, and it grew well, in my late 20s. And I happened to live on a golf course, and I was able to play quite a bit. I moved back to Northern California and started farming again. And then I got married and had a family, and I didn't have time to golf, and my golf club sat in the attic for about 37 years, and not in the attic, in the basement. And we moved to a new area, our home that we live in now, and my neighbor saw my golf clubs and said, "Do you play golf?" I said, "I used to, haven't done it in a long time." And I knew that he was suffering the throes of cancer, and he wanted to play golf, but nobody would take him because he could only play a few holes at a time. You know what I mean? He didn't have the stamina.
Okay.
So I said, "Hey, you better believe it." So we started playing golf, and I kind of said, "Hey, this is cool again. You know, it's a kind of a fun thing to do." Ken passed on in March of last year, but I'm still playing, and I try to get out 2-3 times a week. My handicap, let me put it this way. I have lowered my handicap 10 strokes in the last 12 months, but it is still very, very high.
You're no Tiger Woods, huh?
No, I am no Tiger Woods. No, sir, not at all. Not at all.
I got a question for you, buddy.
Pardon me?
I got a question for you, buddy. So you like to do all this fishing and everything. You like to go deer hunting?
You know, I haven't hunted for probably 20 years. I was an avid hunter in my younger time. We always hunted on our, you know, it was easy for me because we have plenty of wildlife where I lived when I was farming. And for some reason, it's interesting how our lives take turns. When the kids were growing up, I found it much better to spend time with them fishing because that was something they could share with me regardless their age. Hunting, we assume a lot more responsibility, and typically, it was just easier to fish. How's that sound? It was just easier for us to fish.
Yeah.
You sound like a damn Yankee, my man.
Well, I don't know about a Yankee. I was born and raised in South Chicago, 89th and Cottage. Actually, Dauphin. Actually, Dauphin Avenue.
Okay.
And I come to California about 1950, and we've always lived in the country. I've not lived in the cities, so I don't know much about the city life. So I don't know, but Yankee, I'm an immigrant from Hungary. Our family is from the country of Hungary, so, you know.
Wow. Hey, Chuck, check it out. Hold on for a second, guys. We haven't even begun the interviews yet. I just want you to put yourself out there, but, man, you're on it, Chuck. I appreciate it. Hey, Gaz, well, hold on for a second. We're going to play a song. Yes, well, what do you need, Willie?
Hey, we're going to play a song. Let me get some food together because Charlie Chuck said him and his family are hungry or something.
No, he didn't say he didn't say his family was hungry. He said he's from hungry, the country hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm telling you, Chuck, if you're hungry, buddy, I got a plenty of deer meat over here.
I appreciate it. We do have plenty of venison in our freezer. I will say that our neighbors keep us well supplied.
Wow,
that's
nice.
Right there,
yeah, he's a nice guy. Hey, check it out, Willie. Just hold on for a second, brother. We're gonna be right back, and you can ask Chuck anything you want. We're gonna talk to my man Kane Marco also. So don't go anywhere, guys. Keep it locked right here. This is where we get it all in.
NerveDJ.com.
We don't keep it going like this. We don't keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Hey, guys, I want to give a shout out to the Nerve DJs, which I'm a part of the coalition. The Nerve DJs are there with my man Johnny O is the CEO. And also, we got Big Health that hosts a lot of the shows. So you guys check them out. Also, I want to give a shout out to Munster Productions. Those guys got the best earphones out. They're the guys that created the Dr. Dre's earphones. I know you heard them about $300 or $400, man. hey, now they're doing Monsters, so check them out, guys. They're online. You can get them on Twitter at Monsters, at Monsters, at Monsters, at Monsters Productions with an S at the end. Check them out, guys. I appreciate it. Hey, guys, let's get into it, my man. Hey, K. Marco, what's up, man? What's going on, K. Marco?
We're just keeping this grind moving, man. Everyday grind. You know what's up.
Hey, Kane, I got a couple questions for you before we get started, man, because we're actually going to start with man Chuck, because, you know, Chuck might get to get into bed because he's like 7 years old. So you know how we got to do it. Hey, but anyway, let me ask you a question at first, man. Basically, you got started to get...
Hold up, Willie.
Hey, Willie, I know you're old, too, Willie. I know you're old. You got to be in the bed, too. I left you out. I'm sorry.
I listen to rap music and as a platform. A lot of kids listen, so they're influenced by what they hear. So I got to really be careful what I say because I see what everybody else is saying, and I'm not really feeling it. You know what I mean? A lot of hip hop is leading kids to use drugs, to lead them into different gangs or whatever. You know, if that's something you grew up in, that's one thing, but there's no need in trying to get everybody to be involved in it because you're not going to go to their funerals. You know what I mean?
Right.
You may tell me you're not corrupted. You're just Let's see, how can I put this, Caesar? You mean to tell me you don't do the violent rap? The rap about the sex, the drugs, and all that stuff. You don't do that.
No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. Because that is reality. I mean, sex, drugs, violence, that is a reality. But here's the catch. When I rap about it, I may tell you about something that I've done, but I'm not promoting it for you to do it. I'm not saying this is something that you should do, something that you should follow or aspire to. I'm telling you my story. And as that story progresses, things change. I'll tell you the bad, but I'm going to tell you the good, too. It's not always good. I mean,
hey, I got you, man. I understand where you're coming from, my brother. I really do. But anyway, but like I'm saying, look, I don't want to do it like that. I want to do it like this, my man. I want to bring out Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Chuck is the older guy, so he needs to be out first, all right?
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I just wanted to share a few things tonight because I do have my own talk show that comes on not too long into the future here, about an hour. And
let me ask you a question, man.
Sure.
Because I know you got to go. Well, tell us about your show. Tell my people about your show, Chuck, and where they can find it at.
Well, what the Wednesday night show focuses on is ideas shared for anyone who has that drive and energy to be their own person and to control their own business, to control their own destiny. And it's irrelevant what kind of a business. It's irrelevant where it's located. It doesn't matter. One of the things that we've all been born with is that innate ability to do that. Now, the only problem is it takes responsibility. A person has to be responsible to themselves, and they have to assume, take on a little bit of discipline. Everybody on this show knows that. You want to be a rap singer, that's a responsibility. If you want to open up a little store, that takes responsibility. So our show has been on the internet here for about 5 years. I have another one on Tuesday mornings related to self-improvement, how to get your own mind screwed on right. That show is about 8 years. We've got close to 400 episodes of it. And people just call in and share, and we all learn together. Nobody has the answers. The answers are found pretty much in the books that have been written. There's a lot of new crap that's out there that these people espouse to, and I'll tell you what, the old tradition going all the way back to Proverbs is just about, Proverbs gives anybody the route, the roadmap on how to create anything you want to be anything you want to. It does take responsibility. So that's what tonight's show is about, is building a business, and I've never had a job in my life, and maybe that's bad because here I am 70 years old and nobody's taken care of me but me. Negative things about being your own person and the fact that you've got to continue being your own person. And it's a lot easier today for a lot of people to say, I'll let somebody else take care of the problems. The more we take care of our own problems, I think the more we grow. And believe it or not, when you have your mindset focused on that, things get easier. I'm just sharing that with you. I've been broke twice. We've lost the ranch. We've been on the street. It didn't take long to jump back into the saddle and move on. And I was not born with any great intelligence. I wasn't a stellar student. My parents worked hard and enjoyed being in this country. They chose to be in this country. And we have never been we were never people of high income, but we always had what was necessary to enjoy life. And that's just kind of my personal feelings. And I'm very proud for meeting Caesar. We met online, and he has some direction that I think is quite strong. And how we met is I became obese. I just want to tell you right now, I was a fat pig up until May of 2012. And I allowed myself to be that way. I wasn't a few years ago. But when we had a change in lifestyle after my coronary, I became less active. I stopped doing some things. I changed my eating habits. And I realized last year, May, that I looked like a piece of crap, and I wasn't going to stay that way. I don't know how many years the Lord's going to allow me to be here, but I'll tell you what, the way I feel today, I'm no longer obese. I'm almost right at normal weight for a 70-year-old man my height, and it was not difficult. All I did was the same principles that you apply to developing a business. You take responsibility of your actions. You change your habits, and you're in the driver's seat, man. Nobody else is in the driver's seat. Whatever my wife said was irrelevant. Whatever my neighbors said was irrelevant. I did surround myself with a few people who felt the same way I did, and we worked together. So I didn't perform any magic. It wasn't magic. It was just a matter of getting the job done, getting it together. And we all have the power to do that. And I know I've shared some things with Caesar, and I don't know if he can do whatever he wants, but he has some tools in his possession that he might share with you all sometime in the future. Anybody can be what they want to be, when they want to be, how they want to be. And that's just something that I was taught when I was a kid, little kid. My teachers in school told me that. I'm very blessed with being surrounded by some people who always put good vibrations out there. And it was my job to take them. So I better shut up now before I drive everybody off your show.
hey, man. I mean, so you're talking, man. You're really talking, man. You sound like you're a self-motivator, like you're made for this. This is what you were built for. So we don't stop anybody that actually has something to say or hearing. And, Chuck, you are one of those guys that's say it. Now, let me ask you about your product, Chuck. Can you tell the audience about your product? Like, where's it from?
Well, okay. I do want to, if you don't mind, my journey to fitness was the result of my redesigning my food plan. I do not believe in diets. I'm not on a diet, okay? Never have been a diet. A diet's a piece of junk. I also designed with
what the hell you want to say, Chuck? You got four blow permissioners just going to say just a piece of, you know what I'm talking about.
Pardon me, I missed that.
You can go ahead and curse, Chuck, if you want to.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck, what he's trying to tell you is he got somebody on the line like him. He wants somebody on the line like him.
okay. Well, okay, here it is, guys. I took a magic pill. I took a magic pill 2 days in a row, and suddenly I lost over 35 pounds. I lost about 25 inches of fat. I woke up one day, and I was just like I was when I was 20 years old. So how's that lie? It doesn't work that way, people. We know it doesn't work that way. What I did is I wrote down on a piece of paper where I wanted to be when I wanted to be. I designed my food plan based on the things I liked to eat. I didn't say I can't eat anything. I just put down what I like to eat, and then I decided how much of it I'm going to eat. As far as my activity level, I did meet a young man online, a young man from Wisconsin who does what he calls remote personal training. The beautiful thing about the internet is we can talk, we can share, I can watch his videos, he can look at me and say, you need to do this, I can have a video camera watching me do a squat or something, and he says, no, you're doing that all wrong. I pay him a modest amount per month, we're talking, just the price of a couple pizzas a month. And then I also knew that there's nothing wrong with supplements. So I started taking, along with my plan, two supplements. They cost me just about $100 a month. Now, here's something I want to share that most people don't realize. Because I changed my food plan, and because very soon my doctor said, you can get rid of all that crappy medicine you're taking, which I had copay expenses on. You know, I had to pay the bill, right? Actually, I saved with buying the supplements, I was spending $160 a month less to live, food-wise. That's after the cost of the supplements, and that's after paying this boy to help me on my fitness, okay?
Wow.
So by my losing weight, I'm picking up $160 a month. Now, I know that's not a lot of money to all you people that are used to a lot of money, but for an old man like me, $160 a month is four more rounds of golf.
Ha,
I mean, it might be a few more days fishing. It might be a dinner out on the town. It might be whatever you want. But the other thing I learned, and this is most important for me, is that the fatter, and I use words straight out, guys, the fatter I got, the more obese I got, the less money I made. Anybody want to venture why that is?
No, tell us.
It's because when you become, when you're not feeling well, you don't perform as good as you can.
Right.
And you don't focus your mind and your energy where it should be. Now, people pay me to help them grow their businesses, okay? I'm still at my age. I still have people that want to send me money every month to help them grow their businesses. What was happening to me is I wasn't doing it as much, and I didn't have the enthusiasm, and I didn't have that drive, and that, you know, when I talk to people, So the more fit I became, naturally, without doing anything, all of a sudden people were gravitated. Because I realized, and some of the people who have known me for a long time, clients that have been with me for years, said, hey, you're back on the spark, man. You're back on the track again. Because my mind started thinking better. It started coming up with more creative ideas, how to make DJ Caesar the most popular whatever, you see.
Right.
So, again, it's our job. It's nobody's job. It's not my wife's job. It's not my neighbor's job. It's not the government's job. It's not the city's job, the county's job. It's my job to take care of Chuck.
Right.
It's been my job for 70 years to take care of Chuck. I let myself go a couple of times. It isn't the first time. I've had problems like you guys. I can take you back 30, 40 years ago. When I can't remember a couple of years, does anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't remember them because I was never sober. I was never sober.
Okay.
Now, nobody helped me not be.
Willie knows who you're talking about because Willie's never been sober either.
here's something I want to share with everybody now. I don't waste 1 minute of my time ever thinking about what I did. I only spend time thinking about what I'm doing now. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight.
Wow.
The only thing that I concern myself with every day is today. And I write down a couple of simple things to do. I don't burden myself, overload myself with this and that. I don't let somebody says, you know what, you ought to be driving a different car. You know what, you ought to be doing this. You know what, you ought to be dressing a little different. I don't give a squat what anybody thinks. I don't do anything to please the world. Does this make sense? Does this sound bad?
Yes, sir. It sounds good.
Okay. I spend a lot of my time volunteering to groups of people that I like. I pick and choose who I donate to, okay? And it's not always money because I never had a lot of money. I donate my time and energy. But I choose who I'm going to donate my time to.
Right.
And every day I try to do something for somebody. I don't care whether you like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying here. I don't care what you think about what I do. I don't do it to make you think good about me. I only do it to make me feel good about me. And the beautiful thing is other people do benefit from it, and that's what it's all about. If you only reach out to one person a day with a smile and say, howdy, what can I do to help you today? By the way, that's how we grow businesses. A person in business, if you want to have a business mindset, you become a servant. A business person operates with the mindset of a servant. And that's where the greatest rewards in life come from. I know I've thrown a lot of crap out here today, but it's just who I am, guys. It's what
I'm listening, man. You're really teaching, brother. Keep on teaching, man. Hey, Willie, are you getting this guy, man? Are you getting this, Willie?
I'm writing all this down, Caesar.
Okay, hey, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna give you guys an email address. I'm sure it's gonna hurt me, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway because I don't care. I wrote a couple little books. I give them away free. I give away about 3,000 to 4,000 books a year. Okay, some of them were very instrumental in me forming my ideas back in 1960. Anybody wants them, you drop me an email at Chuck Bartok, my name, Bartok, at gmail.com. That's about as plain as it comes. Chuck Bartok, Bartok. And I'll send you a book that I put together a year or two ago with a buddy of mine. We call it Abundant Thinking. It's totally free, no strings attached. You don't have to give me your email. I could care less, okay? It's a PDF. I'm not going to mail you a hard copy. I'm too cheap to do that, okay? I read a book in 1960.
Is it a 61-page book?
It's about that long, yeah.
You know what? I downloaded it today, man. I downloaded the book today.
Abundant Thinking, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I downloaded
okay.
it today.
Okay. And it's just so common sense. There's no greatness. I mean, you know, it's just common sense. If you think abundantly, guess what happens? Your life becomes abundant. Does that mean that you're a millionaire? Does that mean you're going to buy a new Mercedes? No. You define what abundance is. You see, that's the other thing that bothers me in this country, guys. I'm going to tell you something. Everybody measures everybody by the size of their car or whatever, okay? I know personally successful people who are success beyond anybody's dream, but they don't have any money. You know, they're not the big shot, okay? I also know people that have money, but it's usually always temporary. We have a lot of famous people in this country, and it's such a tragedy to see these young people who have the opportunity to make a lot of money and do, and then look what happens to their lives. You see, they're not wealthy. Wealth has no relationship to your income. I know extremely wealthy people that never made more than $25,000, $30,000 in their life in a year. And they're wealthy. They're not beholden to anybody. They're happy with who they were because they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. They did not get sucked in by the devil of society saying, you got to be this or you have to be that. And it happens to us every day. Look at the television, what it shows our young people, what it shows the middle-aged people, you know. I'm supposed to be this way. I'm supposed to be that way. I praise my folks who were, you know, they're now deceased. They were simple people. They had great minds. And all they said to me is, you do what you want to do, but you better do it damn good.
Yeah.
But that's right. The only thing you got to do. My dad didn't tell me I had to go to college. I graduated high school. I'm the first person in my family ever to graduate high school. I wanted to go to college. I paid every penny of my college education out of the money that I earned in high school and what I did when I worked to go to school. Nobody loaned me any money. There were no student loans. There was nothing.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, Chuck, we got a lot in common. I'm the first person to graduate. I got out of that damn kindergarten in my family.
Man, you ain't never graduated from no college, man. You ain't even graduated from kindergarten. You
Willie's okay. You know, your show here, DJ, is a breath of fresh air. I don't know everybody that's on the show or who your audience is. I'm sure there's literally thousands out there that download and listen to this at their leisure. But I'm so happy that you and I had an opportunity to get together personally, you know, outside of this show. I believe from what my take on DJ is that you have what it takes because you're already, I mean, I don't... You're there. Everybody that's on this show is already there. Our job tomorrow is just to make that there a little better.
Right, right.
Okay? And don't waste your time trying to learn things that you're not good at, why don't you spend your time and expand on the things that you're already good at? And I'll venture to say everybody listening to this show today, tomorrow, and in the future is good at something. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on what you're good at. If you're good at running, run. If you're good at singing, sing. If you're good at playing the piano, play the piano. If you're good at making money, make money.
You're right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
But I'm going to tell you what, DJ, you and I are going to spend some more time together. I do hope you're friends. I'm the converted sinner, guys. I'm no longer fat. I'm no longer obese. I like myself now. I've dropped two pant lengths. I'm a weightlifter. I'm one of these guys that's in a little thong, you know, flexing his muscles. I look like an ordinary person now. Yes, I have a little more muscle than I did before, but I'm not in the gymnasium working out because at my age I don't need to be doing that, right? I don't need to be pleasing any, you know, young hottie on the street.
Right.
My wife and I have been married forever. Our kids are raised, you know. We get along real good. She's a fox. I'm not. I was an old man when I married her. She was 23 years old, and I was 35, 36 years old, and I found this gorgeous little gal, and, you know, that's, I won't talk about that. We'll share that some other time.
I got you, man. That's most definitely it, man. Hey, Chuck, I got a question for you, man, because, man, hey, dude, we've never had anybody on this show right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Willie will tell you also, man. We've never had anybody on the show that could really host the show and be their own person, man. But you have just about said everything, and you're really telling a lot of truth. And I know a lot of the things because I used to be in fitness real good myself. And so, like, when I started getting on the Internet and started working on the Internet with my record company, I stopped all that. But I'm not going to get into it with me, man, because I want to talk to you a little bit more so we can get some more info out of you because you're a guy with the knowledge. Now, Chuck, can you tell me the name? What is it you're doing? What's the name of the product you're taking? I mean, people want to know that.
Right. I'm taking two things. Now, remember, this is not how I got to where I am. It's part of it. It's a piece of the puzzle, okay?
Right.
This is no magic bullet. This is no, you know, silver bullet, okay? I take a product, it's an all-natural product called Burn. It's a metabolic regulator, and it's primarily made from a plant in Africa called, see what has a problem with getting old, guys. come on, African, not papaya, not papaya. It's not a papaya. It's the other thing that's close. Mango, African mango.
Mango. Okay, I got you.
The name of it is Erwinginius gambosia. Who cares? Okay. Now, I take a little capsule. That capsule I take two a day, one in the morning and one midday. It cost me $39 a month to do that. Okay, that's a lot of money. $39 a month, that's the price of what? Nothing, you know. $39 a month. Now, I take another product called Nutrithin, which is manufactured by the same company. Now, these two products, what they do is keep my body regulated because I am burning fat when I'm doing different things. Now, I will share with you what the Burn product did. Over the holidays, I'm like anybody else, okay? I enjoy my wife's cookies, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not on a diet, right? Remember I told you I don't say no? I just don't have the desire, okay? But I knew in the holidays, because the way she bakes and the things we eat and the family over and everything else, I knew that I wasn't going to be as good to myself as I normally was.
Right.
I gained no weight during the holidays. The other thing that's interesting is those two supplements helped me maintain. I didn't lose and I didn't gain. I maintained, which is cool. If you can maintain, you're cool. Now, the other thing I haven't been doing in the winter here is, number one, we don't heat the pool in the wintertime. I live in a neighborhood of old folks, okay? I live in an old folks neighborhood, right? You know, the old farts. The average age here is 82 years old, okay?
Okay.
We have a swimming pool, and I use it every day in the summer, spring, and fall. And I walk a half an hour a day in the swimming pool. I'm not going to tell you I swim. I walk. The pool's 4.5, right. 5 foot deep, and I walk. It's my exercise.
Right.
Also in the nice weather, which is most of the year here in Northern California, I ride a bicycle 20 to 30 minutes a day, and I do what's called high interval action. I pump real hard till I'm about ready to drop, and then I coast for a while. You know, I pump easy. And in 20, 30 minutes, I can get my burning up really good and so on. Well, I'm not doing that now, guys, because it's 30 degrees outside, and I don't see any reason why a man my age should be riding a bicycle into a 30-mile-an-hour headwind, okay? I'm not lazy. It's just I don't see any sense to it.
I get you, brother. I get you, man.
So what these products have done, guys, is to let me stay the same. Now, when I get back into fighting shape, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably going to cut back on one of two of those. You see what I mean?
But he's been talking about his weight and his age for about 30 minutes.
Pardon me? Did I miss something?
I think that was Willie. Well, Willie, was that you?
That wasn't me, Caesar. It sounded like somebody being damn rude or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay.
Well, anyway.
Here's
the thing. If somebody would like a free sample of Nutrithane, your good buddy DJ is going to send you one. He didn't know that, but he is.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
DJ himself is going to send you out of his pocket a free sample of this product, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you guys, if anybody's got a pencil and paper, you write this down. You write down PHP, Paul Henry Paul, movement, just like a bowel movement, PaulHenryMovement.com/DJ Black Caesar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, and you're going to go to a site that's got this video that's going to tell you all about making money. Just ignore that crap, okay? Because hardly anybody wants to make money. Just ignore that video. Fill in your name and address. Put down your actual mailing address and your phone number. And then probably in 7 or 8 days, you're going to receive a 7-day supply of Nutrithin in the mail. No strings attached, no credit card, no nothing. And what DJ is going to do is he's going to call you after you've had that 7 days or maybe the third or fourth day and say, what do you think? And you're going to say, I think this stuff stinks. And he's going to say, fine, thanks a lot. I'm glad you tried it. That's the whole deal.
Yeah. Right, right.
But what do you think they're going to tell you, DJ?
Well, I already know what they're going to tell me, man, because I couldn't sleep, man. I couldn't rest. I was just energetic, man. I was ready to go. You know what, man? I started to get up and just walk, man, because I had so much energy. I was laying in bed, and I couldn't think. I mean, it was just crazy, man. And I know the feeling because I used to work out in the gym, and some of the products I would take, they did the same thing. So I knew that it was working, and I only took – hey, guys, I'm going to tell you, man, I only took 2 pills. That's all I took. So my man knows what he's talking about.
And it's not for everybody. This is not the be-all and end-all. Taking these pills is not going to change your life unless you do other things, unless you start eating 5 meals a day,
which I didn't bring up. That's to boost up your metabolism, guys. If you don't know, that will boost up your metabolism, and then you start actually losing some weight because you'll have something for your metabolism to build up, actually, where it will start vegetating and eating off the fat. So you just got yourself into the way of, like, putting gas in the gas tank, guys. Your car won't go anywhere if you don't have gas in your gas tank. But as soon as you put the gas in the tank, then it'll go a little bit further. So about the same thing. Yeah, I already know it, man. I've been through it, man. I've been through it.
It feeds on itself. And then the other thing, I don't know why it is. Everybody on this call today and in the future, you know, think back how many times when you woke up, you just really feel good. I don't know how to explain that. You feel good. You enjoy waking up.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see somebody on the street, you break into a smile.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered why when you walk down the street you see some people that just kind of look happy? The only reason those people look happy is they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah, you're right, right. I get. Hey, Chuck, check it out, brother. Here's the deal, man. We're about to run out of town, and I got my man.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Check it out. Look, here, you got 5 more minutes. I need you to give out your social networks so you guys will know how to get in touch with you or give out the information you just gave before. If they want to get in touch with me, then, yeah, I'll send everybody the pills. And I'm not going to tell you what they're going to cost me, but, Chuck, we got to talk afterwards.
Don't worry, it's not going to break. It's not going to break you. Now, hey, wait a minute. Here's the beautiful part, okay? I just told you guys, those of you that do this, DJ's going to, out of his pocket, send you a sample of pills, right? When you get your pills, guys, you're going to want to do the same thing, because this is what's called paying it forward, okay? You're going to be helping your buddies just like DJ's helping you.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, DJ. I'll tell you how much I spent last month doing what we're talking about, okay? $40 I took care of 8 people that I thought would be interested, you being one. Big deal. Tell me, guys, how long does it take you to go through $40?
Right. I got you, man.
I'm not talking about doing this for hundreds of people, because 100 people don't deserve it. I don't know 100 people that deserve it.
Right. But
I get to pick
and... How many people actually listen to the show right now, man? It could be 100 people listening to the show.
Well, no, that's true. But here's what I'm telling you. I suggest that those people that are interested first contact you. Then you're going to give them that. You're going to give them that link, okay?
Yes, sir.
And if they go to the link, then you decide whether you want to send them the stuff or not. You see what I mean?
Right.
There's nothing contractual here.
I got you.
You know, in all honesty, very few people today want to take responsibility for themselves.
And you're right about that.
Very few.
I'm going to tell you something, Chuck. This pill really works, and the reason why... Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you what, Chuck. I stopped taking it because... I wasn't quite ready, and the reason why I'm not quite ready, because I'm going to actually get myself a newspaper Monday morning, and then I'm going to get my brother to come out here and take a picture of me with the newspaper, because I see they got a contest online to get a certain amount of money for every pound you lose. So
yeah,
I'm
you can win up to $500 if you lose, what is it, it's $4 a pound or something, I don't know.
Right. And I'm going to get in that contest, man, because I already know I can do it. I got weights and stuff here, so I got the tools to do it, so... I'm going to start eating right also, man. And I got some people on the phone lines right now. I know they're probably going to be interested. So that's a sale right there. So, hey, guys, on the phone line, you know who you are. I'm going to speak about this product. I hope you guys are going to be tuned in, because if you're not, it's not going to work for you if you're not serious. I know you guys, some of you don't believe in pills. Some of you don't believe in herbal supplements. Then guess what?
It's basically
an herbal supplement. I mean, I don't see anything in it that is... Yes, sir.
You got a lot of people online that believe in herbal supplements. That's why you smoke so much marijuana.
Hey, DJ and everybody, I really appreciate this. Remember my email. If anybody wants a copy of the books, just drop me a line and say.
Information again, man, for the people that didn't hear you that just tuned in.
Okay, Chuck Bartok, B as in boy, ARTOK, @gmail.com, okay? And what I'll do is I will send you in as attachments to an email back to you copies of a couple of books that have been powerful in my life. All right? No strings attached. You never talk to me again. I don't care. One of the books that I read in 1960 that changed my life, I've also offered it free. I've given away over 10,000 copies this year so far. I have it in book form and audio. So if you want to listen to it, that's free also. Okay?
Just drop me
an email.
I didn't know that, man. You never told me that. You never said anything about audio.
You go to youcanbuild.it.
Okay.
Youcanbuild.it. You know everything else is .com? This is .it. It's my Italian domain, okay?
Okay.
And across the navigation bar at the top, it says free stuff. And if you put your cursor there, it'll drop down and you'll see audios, and then over to the side you'll see free audio, Think and Grow Rich, and text. And you'll get a book that I read in 1960. It was prescribed reading as a freshman in college. I read this book. It was so simple. It was so clear that I immediately took a piece of paper out and wrote down the 6 steps to success that he writes about. And I immediately started a business at age 17. And what I did is I didn't know much, right? What do you know at age 17? So I hired a couple of professors who know more than I do. The only thing is they didn't know how to do it, you see. They knew more, but they didn't know what to do. So we started a unique little business. I sold it when I graduated school, and it allowed me to start farming.
Hey, Chuck, hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. I appreciate the information you just gave everyone. You were very, very valuable in your information, man. You act, I mean, dude, you're not acting. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Let me back up. You know what you're talking about, and you got your inspiration to everybody that's actually interested in losing weight. If you guys aren't interested, this is the wrong show for you, because this show right here, the DJ Black Caesar, I keep wanting to say Vienna. It's no longer Vienna. DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, that's what it's all about. It's about helping people out. It's about getting yourselves together. And 2013, DJ Black Caesar going to get together. And everybody that's listening in, I want you guys to be together. So if I'm doing something to improve my financial situation, something to help me out health-wise, I'm gonna show it to you guys. I'm going to tell it to you guys. I want you guys to know. So you'll have the same thing I have. And Chuck is one of those guys that I've been knowing online. I met him online, Facebook, all places on Facebook. We met on Facebook, and we talked on the phone, and Chuck has broke it down for me, man. And I'm just digging it. So I'm about to invest in the company, man, because I see a future in this. I already know that you can make money off of this, but if you're not interested in making money, then this probably is not a business for you. But I will say this, if you're interested in your health, guys, this is the business for you.
Let me quick, I'm going to leave right now. It's $39 a month to have the product. It's, and you pay nothing else more. You also have the opportunity to sell it to other people and get $16 a bottle back, okay? That's very simple English, isn't it? Isn't that very simple English?
Very simple, very simple.
Now, wait a minute. I want to say there's a lot of people that don't want to share this kind of stuff, still buy the bottle. DJ will make the $16, and it won't go any further.
You know what, Chuck? And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Hey, man, I'm going to holler at you later, Chuck. Thanks a lot for coming.
All right, take care.
You've been wonderful, man. Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Hey, guys, that was a lot of information. I hope you guys took it in. If you didn't, guess what? Don't worry about it. You can get this show and play it at your own convenience. These shows are recorded. Nation Billing. Hey, Nation Billing's on top of it, man. They got everything figured out. They got it figured out to the bottom T. Hey, guys, so check it out, man. If I was I would listen to the show. Man. Hey, Willie, check it out, man. I'm talking to you too, brother. You need to check it out, man, because I know you're all natural, dude. Well, no, you're not natural. You smoke crystal meth thing. Hey, listen, everybody else is listening. You guys need to check it out. And if you want to get at it, you need to get in touch with me, and I'll get you at it, man. So it's as simple as that. Now we're going to get – hey, Willie, what were you talking about, brother?
Hey, Caesar, I can't even remember.
You can't remember, man. Hey, and it'll help you out with your memory, too.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, man, you just said, hey, Caesar, hey? Huh?
These are black people you got that move next door to me. They going to bring down the damn property value of my damn truck.
Okay, Willie, I got you, man. Hey, Willie, check it out, man. We'll talk when we get off the phone, man. Hey, Willie, let's bring in my man, K-Marco. Where you at, K-Marco? Let me get his mic back on because I got it off. Let's see. K-Marco, where you at, baby? Hold on. I got you. Hey, your mic won't come on. Okay, there you go, K-Marco. What's up, baby?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I hear you now, brother. What's going on with you?
doing this Sprint commercial, I guess. What is that, Sprint Verizon? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, man. You got 16 bars. K-Marco, man. K-Marco, let me ask you a question, man. Did you take in that knowledge from my man, get this quick down, man, Chuck?
I heard about your party, but I don't think K-Marco was into all that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think he was, man? Hey, if you're a businessman, you listen to all business adventures, man. At least I do, because I'm true to the heart with it, man. I look for new avenues to make money, so that is an avenue to make money, guys. Hey, my man Kane, I was asking you, were you into that? Tell the truth, man. If you weren't, you weren't.
I mean, no, that's cool, man. It sounds like something that could work, man. I used to do that back in the day myself with different stuff, but it sounds like I mean, if people want to get in shape, man, you want to lose a few pounds and do it, you know, in a healthful way, yeah, and plus make a little money doing it, why not?
Yeah. That's what I say, brother. I'm glad you said that, because that's the same thing I was saying. Willie didn't give you the benefit, man. Willie thought you were just like any other brother, just drink the Colt 45s and just kick it, smoke dope or something. I don't know. What were you thinking, Willie? You thought he was like you?
I got my own weight loss program. I don't need nobody else influencing me. I got to do this by all by my own self, see?
Hey, King, check it out, man. My man Willie is on Crystal Meth, plus he drinks moonshine all day. So what does that tell you?
Man,
he's not really thinking about his health.
Man. That's definitely a bad combination.
I
sound
you
like
damn, I don't gain no damn when I smoke. I say, you don't be putting on my damn business already.
Hey, I'm sorry. You put it out there, man. You put it out there 1 week. You put it out there. But you smoke crystal meth. Is that true or not?
Hey, Caesar, I got to go to the bathroom. Give me a second.
hey, guys. Hey, I see my girl on the phone lines. I see her looking in right now. Miss Suave. What's up, Miss Suave? How you doing, baby?
I'm well, DJ Black Caesar, and how are you?
Hey, man, I am wonderful. I'm going to tell you what, Miss Suave, we just had a fantastic down-the-phone Chuck Burrock, and he was on top of it, man. I really enjoyed that, and I'm going to tell you about
him.
The Hey, man, it's a good product, man. I mean, dude, hey, I got all the information. They even got me a website set up, man, so I'm going to give you the information so we can do it together, all right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Hey, Miss Suave, how you doing? You doing all right over there?
Oh, I don't know, DJ Black Caesar. It's been a rough week. You know, I lost my niece on Friday, and
been
a week. But I'm here.
I'm sorry to hear about your niece, man. I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear about that. Wow, man. You all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
Hey, Miss Suave, are you good enough to do an interview tonight?
I will do my best. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Kane Marco. Kane Marco is out of St. Louis, Missouri, and he is a rap artist. He's been rapping for a while. He's been rapping on street corners and hip-hop clubs. Hey, I'm going to let you take it away, lady. You do what you do, baby. Do what you do.
Oh, wow. I'm so not prepared. But, K. Marco, how are you this evening?
What are you talking about? We're never prepared on the show. You know that. We don't practice on my
Excellent. How about you? How you doing?
I am fine, sir, and thank you for joining us tonight. So if you don't mind, would you give us a little info about you? Tell us, you know, I know you're from St. Louis, and I know that you're a rapper, but what is your inspiration for doing this music?
Inspiration? Set an example for the next generation. You know, I have a couple guys on my label that are actually a part of that next generation, the squad, you know. I just want to show them that, you know, we can take this rap music and actually do something positive with it, get back to our families, get back to our communities.
Yes, sir. So describe your flow to me. You know, what is that about? Where did you get your swagger from?
My swagger?
Wow.
I mean, I got it from my mama.
Swagger. From your mom. Your mom got swagger,
sure.
Man. What the hell going on over there? You got your mom has swagger, man.
Man, everything I know I got from her, man, to be honest. I mean, I was teaching my things at 7.
Wow. So,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
I'm
a little bit.
I want to get a little personal with you. So you go by the name K. Marco. So what does the K stand for?
It's Kane Marco.
Kane Marco.
Okay. Well, where did you get that name from?
Where the name come from? Oh, man, I'm a comic book geek, man, at heart. But I used to do strongman competitions, man. I'm kind of strong, I guess. And I won a few of them, walked away with the titles, came in third in the strongest man, 09. And it's just, you know, Juggernaut, that's the Juggernaut's real name, Kane Marco. So I just basically took on that persona because it personifies me.
Okay. And so as you look at the hip-hop industry today, what do you really think about the music that is being produced and promoted today?
Oh, you don't want the answer to that question. It's going to be some mad people.
Oh, yeah,
like
I want the answer. That's why I asked.
What I feel about it, I think they can do better, man. I mean, I think there's a lot of good artists out there that are, you know, they have something to say, but there's a lot of them that ain't saying nothing. It's nothing.
Hey, can you tell me, hey Kane Marco, can you be specific and tell me who you're talking about as an artist? I think I know who you're talking about.
Man, for political reasons, I'm not going to. Don't get me wrong, I would love to, and ain't tripping, but we gotta keep it funky, you know what I'm saying? The people I'm in talk with right now, they don't want me to do that right now. But trust me, when opportunity presents itself, I'm putting them on blast, and it's whatever.
Right, right.
Wow, okay. So let me ask you, so are you married?
No. I only like
to
say it again.
Hey, Miss Suave, I got a question for you. I got a question for Miss Suave. You ask every cadet on the phone that's on the phone with us. Why do you do that? Are you looking for a boyfriend?
I think she's trying to get on.
Brother, let me explain something.
I think she's trying to holler at you, man.
Let me just break it down for you, DJ Black Teaser. Honey, I am all woman, and when I decide to pursue a man, which I never will pursue a man, I have all the equipment I need to meet him up close and personal. I don't need to do it over the phone.
I'm sorry. Wow, shut me down. Hey, Marco, she just shut me down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? It's your show, baby. I'm not even on the show anymore. I'm going to hang up.
Hey,
yeah, what's up, Willie? What's up, Willie?
In other words, shut the hell up.
I guess she told me, Willie.
All I'm saying to you is that I'm a very natural woman, and I do everything in a very natural way. And I know that technology has allowed us to do some amazing things, but technology will never outdo nature. So anything that I do on terms of relationships, DJ Black Teaser will be up close and very, very, very personal.
I already know that, baby.
I just wanted to know because, you know, when you are a performer and when you are an artist and you're married, sometimes, you know, you need to do that as a team, you know, and how to be fair with having to maybe travel and deal with a female fan base and being married. So that's what I was getting to. But since I put it out there already, K. Marco, can you expound on that too? But you're not married, so I guess you don't need to expound on that. But what about children? Do you have children?
I do, actually, man. I have three beautiful kids, man. Four beautiful kids, man.
Okay. So how do you incorporate fatherhood in your music? I mean, do you have the kind of music that your children can listen to? Or are they aware of what you're doing, but maybe they can't listen to daddy's music right now? What's going on with that?
I make radio edited versions of everything, and I was getting ready to leave the other day to go do a performance, and my son actually picked the song I was going to do because he was upstairs singing it. You know what I mean? I already sang it. And, I was with A1 and Last Drop from No Remorse Click, and I said, man, I guess I better do that song, huh?
Okay, so why don't you tell us some of the artists that you've worked with? Have you done any collaborations with anyone?
I have.
That we may all know.
Yeah, I did. I've done two with Bone Crusher, one called Presidential Grinding. Actually, the name of the song is Loyalty, and that's what it was about. It's just about being loyal to friends and family. It sounds like something that would be good, but it's really not. It's about just the definition of loyalty. Also, another song with him and No Remorse Click, so Bone Crusher and No Remorse Click. That one's called Mean Mug, but that's typical Bone Crusher, you know what I mean. And then a song with John Boy from SOB Money Gang called Star Player, which is actually a song for women. You know, it's, I got the concept from Cat Williams, you know, being a Texas star player, you know what I mean? So, yeah, those are the collaborations that I'm doing.
Okay, so let me ask you, how old of a gentleman are you?
Oh, man, I just turned 29, man.
Okay, so do you see yourself doing this, like, for the next 10 years, or are you going to, you know, take it up a notch and maybe do some producing, maybe some filmmaking?
Right.
You know, what is your goal?
And I'm glad you asked that, because actually, I really don't see myself doing it for all that much longer, maybe another 5 or 6 years or so, depending on what's available to me, but I really did this to start a label, which is New Order ENT, so that I can bring out the artists that I'm affiliated with. And, you know, the Nerd DJs helped me out. Shout out to NerdDJs.com. They helped me out with that, Trucker Banging ENT. But I have a group of artists that I work with, and so I'm just basically trying to open the door for them to come out, because I've listened to their music as well. It's good music. It's positive music. And they're actually saying something that, you know, the world needs to hear. So that's why I guess, you know, this door opened up for me a little bit later in my life than what I expected it to, but it's there now, so we're going to take advantage of it.
Yes, sir. Okay, so listen, this is what I like to do with artists. You know, I like to see you in your natural raw form. So if you will, can you bust us out a little freestyle?
What you want to be about?
I want it to be about whatever you have on your mind right now.
Whatever I have on my mind right now.
Yes, sir.
I really didn't think about nothing. So let me see if I can think of something.
You mean you ain't thinking about nothing, man? You're on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. You should be thinking about a lot right now. You just heard my man Chuck go out. You just heard Chuck preach a sermon. You just heard Chuck preach a sermon.
I see. Let me see.
Give me one about love. Give me some love. I guess I can't curse, huh?
Hey,
this is DJ Caesar's show. You, if it was my show, you couldn't, but this ain't my show. So I guess you let it go, bro.
I can give you permission, man. Go ahead and curse, man.
I can go ahead and curse, huh? Okay, let's see. I'm that issue, that realistic visual, consistent with the illest need for tissue. For monumental like the Empire States, I blow a beat to pieces like landmines in Kuwait. I first take it in the booth, no rehearsal. Still rock it for the streets, no commercial. I'm sunning cats in this game like a birth, and give your whole career a boost with a word or two. All I gotta do is finesse you with the verbitude. Your crew will say, damn, that dude's rude with the blues clues. I'll riddle your mind if I choose to drop a line through. Or riddle up your crib with a 9 ruler like mine do. Survive street wars, all need I remind you. I'll crash through your front door and find a window to climb through. If it's me and you, then it becomes me and you. And I'm choosing me over you. That's how G's do. I'll let you talk tough while I just lay back. And when I'm ready, remind you what's up and how to gauge act. And live in color in your face. Throwback. Damon Wayne slap you with a sock. Homie, don't play that.
Oh, I like that. And you didn't even curse.
I got tears around.
That was sweet. That was sweet. I like that. So did you bring a song with you tonight?
Did I bring a song? Did you say did I bring a song with me?
Yeah, he got a song. He got a song. I'm loading
it
up right now.
I got my single I'm releasing, Midwest Love.
Hey, check it out, brother. I got it downloaded right now, man. For some reason, didn't download right, man. And I tried downloading it like 3 times. This is my 4th time. And let's just cross our fingers and hope and pray it's going to download this time, man. And then we can get on with it. Hey, but first of all, I want Miss Suave. Miss Suave, can you continue? Because I'm downloading now. I'm at about 73%.
Okay, so can you tell me, do you have any performances coming up or any new music up and coming to be released?
Hey, hold on 1 second before you answer that question, man. We got some people in the audience, man. They've been sitting there for a minute, and I want to open up a mic and see if they got a question from a man, Kane Marco. You might have a question from 765. 765, your mic is open. You have a comment or ask a question to my man, Kane? Do you have a question or a comment?
Maybe they don't, so maybe he can answer my question now.
Hey, hold on for a second, Ms. Suave. Hold on for a second, brother. 702, your mic is open now. Do you have a question for man Kane, or do you have a comment?
Hey, man, it's your friend Ed in Las Vegas, man. What you doing?
Brother, how you doing, man?
Oh, shit, I'm all right. I ain't doing shit. I'm just out here in Las Vegas. I'm just listening to what the hell y'all talking about tonight. But that's good. I mean, I just think, here's what I think, man. When these artists be trying to make songs and stuff, everybody got to stop saying they like something. Stop always trying to use metaphors. Why don't somebody be more creative and do things? Everybody try to be the same. They do the same type of stuff. It really bothers me, man. Can't nobody evolve and be something more than what the next person was. Like Jay-Z and them dudes suck so bad, man. They drive me crazy. All these people, man, they just ridiculous, man. They terrible.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Hey, brother, let me ask you a question, man. I got a question for you, my man. I mean, what's your name again?
It's Ed, man. Capital E, little bitty D.
Hey, Ed, how you doing, Ed? What's going on with you, brother?
Well, you already know.
Hey, Ed, you don't like Jay-Z, man. You don't think Jay-Z is a good artist. You don't think he's good?
No, man, because when that dude came out with Hawaiian Sophie a long time ago and he stole his buddy's shit and all that other stuff, see, Jay-Z was just a background guy for jazz, okay? And, man, Jay-Z was such a phony. He's still a phony. That dude ain't nobody, man. All these dudes, just like Kanye West, man, when he went up to my man Michael Martin's place over at Columbia Records. When he first went in there, he wasn't nobody, because Kanye West's real name is Kane. It ain't even Kanye, okay? He ain't gonna go by no Kanye. He's fake as hell, too.
I remember Kanye West, and he was selling CDs out of his book bag in high school in Chicago.
Yeah, he's stupid, man. He over there, he lie and cheat and steal and do all this old funny shit, man. All them kids, man. But that's all right, but that's what they got to do, because they want to get the money. But, hey, you sell your soul to the devil, that's what you get. But that's all right. Hey, but just be creative and do something. Don't try to be like these other peoples, man. It's just ridiculous.
That ain't my job. I'm going to be like
people always be like, I'm like a starship. I'm like a train. I'm like, man, come on. You ain't like nothing yet. Or talking about you got all this and got all. You ain't got nothing. Rolls Royces in the videos and stuff that you ain't got. I be like, man, these guys are ridiculous, man. I mean, these people. I'm like I be going to the fights. I be over at Lil Floyd's gym and shit. When Floyd be working out training. And, man, these dudes be trying to come up there. Now, Floyd, he got real money. These other kids, they be coming in there. They be trying to act like they got some money. But, like, when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and them come in and train and stuff, when they here for Olympics, now they got money. But these other little fake-ass rappers and shit come in, we just be sitting there laughing at them, man. Floyd lived like three houses down from me. His house is a little bit bigger than mine, though. But,
tell everybody about your show, Ed, that you got a show on Blog Talk, and you tell them about your show?
Oh, yeah, I got it, but I ain't doing it right now, no.
No, can you tell everybody about your show, like what time it comes on and where they can find you at?
I come on tomorrow, I think. Like, I don't know. What? It's coming on.
Hey, let me tell you about Ed. My man Ed, he doesn't know too much of anything, but Ed is the man. Ed has a lot going on, too, guys. Check him out. I don't know when the show comes on. I think it does come on tomorrow, Ed. But
it'd be on Thursdays, man. I had 17,000 people listen last week, they told me. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
But they stupid, though. People be calling in and junk, but I don't care about it.
What's your show about? The comedy show?
Nah, I just be talking.
Hey, it's a comedy show. show, but he ain't just be talking. So, you guys already know how he is. And is crazy, man. He's on top of it. Hey, Ann, thanks for having me. Hey, Ann, we appreciate you coming in, man. Hey, Ann, you know, I got a guy named Willie, man. You and Willie need to talk, man.
Well, I had a friend named Willie Lunchmeat, but he got in the car wreck and died.
You keep on talking like that, dummy. I mean, you going to get lynched.
Well, that's what happened.
Wow. Thanks a lot for making a comment, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right, well, you guys be good, man. Don't let nobody talk bad about you. Just do the things that you got
to
do, man.
I'm going to get up with this guy. We're going to put some things together.
Yeah, y'all do need to holler, man. Y'all really do need to holler. Hey, Willie, you need to check out his show, too. Egg has a seriously funny show. Hey, guys, but back to my man Kane. I'm sorry, guy, but I had to get it out there, man. My man Ed, he came in, he's talking to you. Hey, man, he showed you some love, brother, and that's Hey, Ed, did you guys already do your roast? Did you already have your roast?
No, I'm having tacos tonight.
No. Hey, I'm talking about your roast, man. The roast that you're having on you, the commie thing, man.
Oh, no, they trying to get me to fly out of town. People trying to get me to fly out of town and stuff. I ain't doing that, man. I'm in Las Vegas. Why do I want to leave Las Vegas and go somewhere else, man? I'm in the greatest city in the world of America. I ain't going nowhere, man.
Hey,
man,
but they trying to fly you out. They're flying you out, man.
Shit, I got so many frequent flyer miles, I can fly 44 times and don't even have to stop.
I see you, brother. I hear you, man. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
All right, you guys be good. Don't let them talk bad about you.
Yes, sir, most definitely. Hey, Smith Suave, hold on one second. 314, your mic is open. You have a question? You want to make a comment? 314.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine. All praise is due to Allah. First thing I want to say is I appreciate all of you as artists being out here helping to spread any kind of knowledge, because that's something that's very rare in what we call entertainment today.
Yes, sir.
The other thing I want to say is this, is the fact that, like here, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and locally here we have what's called Dynasty Hip Hop Mentoring Program. And this is a group of young brothers. They're involved in hip hop. But one of the things that they do is that they pull the youth in off the street and help them to see how music itself can be a healing force. And, you know, that's what I'm hearing here, you know, with you brothers and sisters. I have a question, though. My question is this. Is how can we unify, you know, just not just being in certain one area here, one area there, how can we unify throughout this nation that we're in and bring about some more positive results so we can stop some of this killing, stop this killing, stop this drugs. I mean, really use music as a positive force to bring about some universal change. You know, that's my question.
Is it to me?
That's to everyone. That's across the board.
Oh, well, my answer to that question. Travel. You know, a lot of the times we get caught up in our own neighborhoods, our own block, our own city. If you got a good message and you want to get it out there, you got to hit the road with it. You got to travel. You know, entertainment, you got circuses running around all the time taking laughter to people from city to city, state to state. You got wrestling, bringing that, whatever you want to call that, city to city, state to state. If you got a good message and your message is about hip-hop and this is wanting to unify and definitely teach the next generation, the kids, the whole nine, you need to travel. Take it on the road. Take it from state to state. Get up in these schools and in these neighborhood community centers and, the churches and unify them that way. But just staying in your own city, staying in your own hood, it's not gonna do it. I mean, it's gonna help obviously, but it's not gonna get out on a broad level.
Yeah, word, man. I'll be telling kids that every day.
Okay.
Hey, the exact same question, my man. Gad, Willie, you can answer that question, Willie.
Yes, Leader. All you got to do is give everybody just a teaspoon of my moonshine. They wouldn't want to do no damn killing, no nothing. They'd be too damn drunk.
Okay, Willie. Okay. Hey, Bicycle Tony, you still listening, baby?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Repeat the question one more time for me.
That's a question for you, man. That's a question for you, brother, because you got a lot of knowledge about rapping. So can you explain that to you, break it down for my man?
Well, listening to the brother talk, you know what I mean? Listening to the brother talk, it reminded me of something I have recently wrote, you know what I mean? Feeling like that. You know, a lot of kids, you know, like I got a team of a bunch of crazy kids from the ghetto, right? But they happy to be known locally, you know what I'm saying? And not strive. I tell them every day, like the homie said, man, there's a big world outside of the Bronx, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, we need to build an army so that this will get everywhere and people don't have no choice but to take a listen. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Good answer, man. Miss Suave, you out there, Miss Suave?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you answer that question, Miss Suave?
What was the question with how can we unify?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, first of all, we have to elevate our thinking. And if we keep thinking that we're going to be a part of this society that was created by someone other than us and that was created with us being inferior to them, then we're going to keep getting the same results. So we have to elevate our thinking. We have to know ourselves. We have to appreciate and love ourselves so that we can see a reflection of ourselves when we look at people who look like us. And so we would not take those drastic measures as to take their lives or commit violent acts or even degrade one another in our music or in our culture at all. And so when we elevate our thinking into the thinking of God, the one that created us, then that will bring about a unity, but we have to unify in heart and mind before we can unify physically.
Wow. I knew that was going to be deep come from Ms. Suave. Well, all I can say is this right here, my brother. To answer that question, if I want to answer that question, I'm just going to say it like this, man. It's called nipping in the bud. If everybody believed in God, Allah, if everybody believed in God, if everybody believed in Jesus Christ, that he came here and died for their sins, I think it would be a better world, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it alone, because I think if we all had God in our lives, Allah in our lives, I think everybody would know what's going on, because that's the key right there. That's the message right there. If you don't know that message, if you don't have that key, then everybody should get that key and get that message, because it's not hard, guys. I mean, we all know that we came from one place, and that one place is from my man, Jesus Christ, from God. So if everybody knows that, there wouldn't be any problems if everybody would just signify what they got going on and chill out a little bit and relax, you know, and sit back and enjoy life and not go through all the killings and all the bad words and all the bad stuff in the world. If they leave that Illuminati alone, they have something in their minds, man. But, you know, we got people out there right now, they're all deep in that Illuminati, and they're dealing with stuff they don't really know about, they're dabbling in that. And it's crazy, man. And all you got to do is, like I said, one thing, have that key to knowledge, and that key to knowledge is basically God, Allah. So that's what I'm going to say, brother.
And thank you, Brother Kareem. I know I knew that voice. That's my brother Kareem.
God bless you. Yes, yes.
And, brother, thanks a lot for that answer, man. That question, man. That was really on point, man. And the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, we really are happy to have you on the show, my man. So I hope this is not your last time.
No, sir. I'm going to be, I've made it a point to participate in nation building movements, all of the shows. It's just a lot of time. I don't have the time because of the things I'm doing. And if
right.
I could just add one more thing, and then I'm going to sit back and continue to listen. The thing is they call it entertainment. And I hear a lot of people all the time where they'll say, well, it's just entertainment. but it's understanding what that word means. And that word is a three-part word, enter, which means to go into. And then you got T-A-I-N. If you put a T on the end of that, you got taint, which means to color or to become a part of. And then you got at the end, M-E-N-T, which stands for mental. So, see, the thing is that what you all are doing, and that's what I appreciate, is the type of entertainment, the type of things that you are coloring people's minds with are the positive things. And like I said, I appreciate you, and anytime, brother, just anytime you want to have me on, please have me on any way I can help in any fashion.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate you, man. Salam, brother. Hey, we will have you back on, my man. We will. I will get your information from Sister Gidget, from Miss Suave. My girl's on the phone right now. I'll get your information from Miss Suave, and I'll get back to you, my man, because you are.
I think Brother Kareem knows that on Wednesday night I'm Miss Suave.
Yeah, yeah, Sister Gidget. She's Miss Suave for us. I said, hey, you know what? Hey, brother, let me tell you something, man. Sister Gidget had her hands in too many fires, so I told her, I said, man, we need to come up with something else. So that's where she got the Suave from.
And what she don't tell everybody, she got a white boyfriend on that Wednesday night show.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy, okay. Only in America. Hey, Tony said, Bicycle Tony just said the show is funny as hell. Oh, wow, man. Hey, Bicycle, they going crazy, man. Okay. Back to the show.
I really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, coming to Nation Builders, man, everything you guys do. And the brother Kareem really provoked thought, and you know what I'm saying? And I really enjoy listening to him, man. Salute to that brother right there, man. That was deep. I took it to the heart.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever give me no damn appreciation about anything.
Man, what are you talking about? When do we give you appreciation? Every Wednesday we give you appreciation, man.
Well, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
I never got a chance to say hi to Miss Tavi, though, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say hi.
Get out, man.
You know what I mean? I love you, Ma.
Thank you.
Hey, Miss Suave, you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, man, what's up with you? You didn't think that was Bicycle Tony talking to you.
Oh, I didn't know he was talking to me. Oh, that's my baby, honey. I love you more. That is my sweet, sweet.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave it alone. My man, Bicycle Tony wasn't talking to himself. Bing, bong, pow.
Whatever. You know what? Me and Bicycle Tony are on a level that none of you will ever understand. We talk to each other mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. That brother knows I love him when he's asleep. He can be in a coma and he know I love him. You got it? Yeah. Take a picture.
I got you, sister.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute, Willie.
Willie over here.
I don't do Willies. I don't do people who marry their sisters and their aunties and their cousins. I can't do that.
Damn less about talking about me and my sister. Me and my sister are not married.
Okay. Now, who let the sheriff out? Hey, Willie. The cops out to you again, Willie. Hey, Willie, what kind of stuff are you in now, man?
I just got pulled over again, buddy. Let me see what's going on here.
Hey, Kane Marco, I got a question for you, Kane.
What's up?
Hey, I want you to tell everybody your social networks So give out your information so they can find you online, my brother. And also give them, and we're going to get to your song too, man. Don't worry about it. We're going to get to your song. But I want you to give out your social networks and stuff right now, brother, if you don't mind.
All right, check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at Kane Marco. That's KCANEMARKCO. And then it's Kane Marco Everything. You can find me on everything with that, Facebook, whatever you got, all digital and social networks. You can also download me on iTunes and all major digital download sites. Same thing, Kane Marco, everything.
Hey, Kane, I got another question, brother. Now, do you mind giving us a world premiere? You got a song called, you know what your song's called. Introduce your song and basically do. Give me a world premiere, brother. Give me some shout-outs. Show me some love, brother.
All right, let me give a shout-out to New Order ENT. That's Six Swords, No Remorse Clip, Squad, Good Camp, Squinted Eyes, the whole New Order fam. But also the Trucker Banging ENT and NerveDJs.com. But right here tonight, it's world premiere Midwest Love on DJ Black Caesars and Friends show with Redneck Willie.
Shout out to my city and the whole New Order fam. What up, Juggernaut bitch? Guess who, motherfucker? Kane.
West love is. West love is. West love is. West love is. West love is.
Vest, better make that shit great. If you're looking for a cap and I done burned up my cape. Was born in the streets, it's hard to escape. Wanted food on my plate, but I'm not living above the state. My mom's had it bad, but she gave me the best of what she could afford, taught me to hustle for the rest. Love never took a hand out, never took a front. But I take your life from you for taking mine, just a stunt. Love wish for better days, but then my mom died. She left me with some game and a chest full of pride. Love me to keep my head down, be there for my fam, and never forget my history. It made me who I am. And I dream about a better way. The better way coming to stay. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I ever need is that bitch West love.
West love is. West love is. West love is. West love is. West love is.
You know about it. About to blow the fuck up and be some pros about it. They want us to fail. They want us in jail. They want us to catch a bullet.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs, cause they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me? And you fuck with the Nerve DJs. Now that I know them, I might break your back. You heard?
I didn't get that call from them. I'm still on it too. So let me hit you back.
Shout out to my city and the whole New Order fam. What up, Juggernaut bitch? Guess who, motherfucker? Kane.
West of it. West of it. West of it. West of it. West of it.
Vest, better make that shit great. If you're looking for a cap and I done burned up my cape. Was born in the streets, it's hard to escape. Wanted food on my plate, but I'm not living above the state. My mom's had it bad, but she gave me the best of what she could afford, taught me to hustle for the rest.
Love
never took a hand out, never took a front. But I take your life from you for taking mine, just a stunt.
Love
wish for better days, but then my mom died. She left me with some game and a chest full of pride.
Love
me to keep my head down, be there for my fam, and never forget my history. It made me who I am.
Love.
And I dream about a better way. The better way coming to stay. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I ever need is that bitch
West love.
you know about it. About to blow the fuck up and be some pros about it. They want us to fail, they want us in jail, they want us to catch a bullet and breath in hell. But we ain't stopping till you hear us and you know I did it. STL and Kokomo is the cities that built me. We raised on the block, love, been to the cave, love. If you ain't talking about progress, get out my way. You wanna judge me, then go and get fucking rolled. You want the drama, get a vest and learn to tuck and roll. Say you my friend and buy a ticket to my fucking show. If you're not supporting our music, you clearly a foe. At night I dream about a better way. That better way ain't coming today. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I'll ever need is that Midwest love. Love is what love is. My cup, shake a bomb. That's what's up. We roll like raw high. Got my homies in the back on both sides. Air shots in the back and we bouncing. The coming in the corners, breaking high. In the Midwest, we get freshen up, boy. When it's time to nut up, we nut up like almond joy. Better watch your mouth about what you say to a pro man. We cross that line, there's no turning back in the zone, man. Whatever you say, you better be ready to back to the full. And if you ain't ready to die or ready for jail, then please don't pull it. Don't get about my team and about our dream, but we ain't about that bullshit. And only got one screw left and it's loose. I swear I'm about to lose it. At night I dream about a better way. That better way be coming today. So I'm on my knees praying above. And all I'll ever need is that Midwest love. Love is what love is. What love is. Water.
Wow.
We'll keep it going.
That
like
was nice.
We'll keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Hey, I was feeling that K Marco. I was feeling that right there. That joint was on top of. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I was moving some stuff around when the song started, so I had to restart it because I hit the wrong button. I hit Jim Johnson talking about the Nerve DJs. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the Nerve DJs also. I want to give a shout-out to my man Johnny O and to my man Big Hef. They're doing it real big over there. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Monster Productions. Hey, those guys are the guys that made the Dr. Dre headset. Those, you know, the headsets cost a lot of money that everybody wants to get their hands on. Well, Monster Productions is doing it, and they got something called Monster Production. And you guys can check them out online. DJ at DJ Johnny O. You can check out Big Hef at Big Hef. You can check out Monsters at MonsterProductions.com. Hey, guys, check it out. Let's do it. You know what we got to do. We got to do it just like the Nerve DJs do every other Tuesday. They do the same thing we do over here with DJ Black Season. Oh, man, I keep wanting to say Vienna. I got to get rid of that. I got to get that name out of my head. Vienna. Okay, I'm not going to mess up anymore. Okay, the DJ Black Season Friends Show, my man Willie the Redneck and Miss Suave, those guys really hold it down for me, man. I got to give a shout-out to Miss Suave, really is Sister Gidget. I got to give a shout-out to my man Willie the Redneck, who really is Willie the Redneck. Okay, so, hey, Willie, thanks a lot for your time, man. And also, I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Bicycle Tony from Storm Mob Radio. Hey, Storm Mob, give him the playlist, man. Give him your show information.
Well, yo, you know, same time, same place every Sunday night. Start my radio 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Open Black Night, Bicycle Tony, man. Bring a hot rhyme, and we're going to have a good time, man. That's all I got to say, you know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Black Caesar, Willie, Miss Swaza, you know what I'm saying? And the whole family, man. Nation Builders in the building, DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, always a classic, man. Thanks for having me again, Caesar.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bicycle Tony. I appreciate you jogging my memory a little bit for me. I want to thank the Nation Billing also, because the Nation Billing Islam, it wouldn't be possible if they weren't paying the bills over here. Hey, man, I appreciate Nation Billing. I appreciate my man, Brother Rakim. They're on top. They're doing what they got to do. And Sister Gidget, always on top. Always a classic. Sister Gidget. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. And, hey, you know what? We're not done. We're not done with the show yet. About 10 minutes to go, and what we're going to do in those 10 minutes, we're going to grade my man Kane Marco's music. Hey, Kane Marco, I give that a 9. I give it a 9. And the reason why I give it a 9, because I'm like Johnny O. I don't give songs a 10 because, I mean, come on, man. Name a song that's a 10 right now. Are there any songs out there a 10? Everybody just lies and they talk about 10s. You know, that's across the board. Be original, guys. Come on. Nobody says a 10 tonight. Nobody says a 10. If you say a 10, I'm going to shoot you in your mouth, all right? Now I'm going to ask Sister Gidget first. You're the first one up, Sister Gidget. You're the first one up, Miss Suave. You're the first one up. What do you get that song from Kane Marco?
Did I hear you threaten to shoot somebody in their mouth? Because it gives a song that... I'm going to hear and obey. You say you don't want the brother to have a 10, so I'm going to give him 10 million. Because it's not about the song. It's about the love and the heart that you put in the song. And you can't measure his heart. So, brother, from me to you, you get 10 million from me, all right?
Hey, Willie the Redneck, what do you get that man Kane Marco? What do you give him for that song right there? You can give him a 10 or whatever, baby. I don't really care. But I just don't do 10s. I'm not doing 10s no more this year unless I hear a 10.
Hey, Caesar, you remember... Oh my God! You wouldn't believe this, buddy.
I got Willie's speeches, man. What's up, Willie?
That damn Suave, she didn't call the cops on me.
I got you, man. What's up with the song, Willie?
I'll give that song a 20 horseshoes, buddy.
You give it a what? You give it a 20 horseshoes. Did you
say 20 words? Hey, right there. This damn cop better stop following me.
I got you, Willie. Hey, okay. Hey, brother, I didn't get your name, man. 314, I didn't get your name. Can I get your name?
Yes, sir, brother. My name, I am Kareem Muhammad. I'm also known as Kareem the Communicator.
Kareem the Communicator. I like that, man. Hey, Kareem, what do you get that song? I know you're probably not into rap, but what do you get that song with? You just heard my man putting out a message. I mean, did you like that?
Yes, I did. But in my opinion, I have to give him a 9.
The only reason
I would give him a 9 is not because of any threats. it's simply because, you know, I understand that, you know, you got to reach the people where they're at. So sometimes you got to put a little of that language out there. It's just
right,
that I prefer
right.
things to be all the way clean, though. And that's the only reason.
Right. I got you, man. And I already knew what the reason was, man. And that's the reason why I do it, man, because I'm not into all that either, man. I mean, I like the song. It's a hardcore song. It's gangster. I dig it, man. Believe me, if I was in the club, I would jam my butt off. But I'm one of those guys now. I changed my life over, man, so I really don't get into all that cursing and stuff. But, hey, I'm a DJ, man, so I listen to everything. So I get what you're coming from, brother. Like my man said, Mr. Muhammad. I appreciate it, Muhammad. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Sir, thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. Okay, we already got everybody. Bicycle Tony, you know you up, man. What's up, Bicycle?
Hey, yo. You know, I was digging the track, you know what I'm saying? I was digging the track. I'm going to give it a 9 too, though. You feel me? More or less, more so, it was original. It was original. It was really club jump off, you know what I'm saying? I could see Sus probably got a talent for maybe battling one day if he'd like to. You know what I'm saying? Just don't battle me. I don't think you'd like to. But,
hey, we got to get him on your show. We got to get him on your show, man. You need to get him over there.
Yeah. Salute to the kid. It was great, great beat selection. The chorus was popping. You could really dance to it. That's what people want, you know what I mean? And I think this song, man, I'm going to give it a 9 off the rip. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a straight-up club banger.
Yeah, I always
kick off the club, so I always kick off the club. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, Bicycle, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you. Okay. Ms. Suave, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Ms. Suave, if you don't mind, can you give them a rundown of what we got going on in the nation building? Because you know all that stuff, baby. So can you give them a rundown of what shows we got coming on and when?
Okay, join me here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. as we talk about the conscience of a black nation. We're going to be talking about the state of the black man, the black woman, and the black child. We're also going to be talking about hip-hop and the film industry. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central right here on Blog Talk Radio, Nation Building Movement. On Friday, join us for Study Group Live. At 8 p.m. Central with Minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. On Saturday, we're going to re-air our show from last week, which is going to be a special tribute to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for Savior's Day. And on Sunday, Brother Vernon will re-air a show because this is Savior's Day weekend for the Nation of Islam. So a lot of us will be in Chicago, and so a lot of us will not be available live. But please tune in to the archives that will start at 8 o'clock Central. But Thursday and Friday shows will be live, and Saturday and Sunday shows will be rebroadcast. So join us here at 8 o'clock every night, except for Sunday at 6:30. And then next Tuesday, we'll be back with Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam at 8 p.m. with Brother Jihad. And next Wednesday, we'll be right back here with DJ Black Caesar and Prince. And, of course, Willie.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, Caesar.
Yes,
sir. I don't want a cop pulled me over. They claimed I was a peeping Tom in Miss Wally's window.
Hey, do you know how to get up to Miss Suave's window? Do you know how to get up there?
Hey, Caesar, I couldn't find myself through the woods she lived in.
Hey, I thought she lived on the first. I thought she lived on ground zero. I thought she lived on the first floor.
Caesar.
Yeah.
I'm on a level he couldn't ever reach, not mentally, not physically,
Leave
not
me.
Spiritually.
I already know that.
He can't
hey, baby,
reach
I already
this
know it.
Level. He know he
I
can't reach
it,
this
baby.
Level. He's only having a fantasy, so please, people, disregard him. We not kin in no form or fashion. I don't even know nobody named Whitley.
Hey, that's what's up. Let me say hello to my girl over there in Jonesboro, Africa. Loretta Lee Dicey, how you doing, baby? I know it's early Thursday morning over there. No, it's not Thursday. It's probably going on. Is it Thursday over there or Wednesday? Is it Thursday or Friday? Are they ahead of us, Gidget?
They are actually
15
hours ahead of us. So,
okay,
it's early Thursday morning there.
Okay. Yeah, Thursday. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about. She told me she broke it down for me. But, hey, I want to say hello to you and your friends that are listening. I appreciate you guys. Also, I got my gal over there, Lee, over in Japan listening. And I got my man, what's our man's name? Wow. Oh, Ben. I'm sorry, Ben. I couldn't get the name off my head, man. Over in the UK listening. Hey, Ben, thanks for watching, man. We're going to get your beats going for next week, Ben. So get with me. Get you some minutes on that Skype, man, so we can talk, man. But let me give my man Ben a shout-out. And Ben has a new drop that he's going to be giving us. And we're going to get that going maybe by Wednesday. And we're going to have some new commercials by Wednesday, too, I hope. I hope we do. Oh, and I got my man Bicycle Tony's going to give us a new song I guess we're going to have that probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We'll have a new song for the start of the new month. No, not the new month, the following month. Hey, what's the following month? Can somebody tell me?
April.
April, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I had strokes, man, so I can't really remember a lot of stuff. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show at Gay Light in Vienna. Hey, thank you for tuning in, and we're going to do the same thing the same time next Wednesday. So you guys be on time, be on cue, and we're going to have some more people in the house. Thank you, guys. And I want to thank my man Chuck for coming in and giving us the breakdown how to make money, how to lose weight. Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate you. Sorry for my rudeness from one of my, well, I guess it was somebody in the audience. I don't really know. But sorry for the rudeness, man. But, hey, we got that situated. Hey, Bicycle Tony, I thank you, brother, for always coming in, always showing love to the DJ Black Caesar show. And also, Miss Suave, I thank you, Miss Suave, because you make the show happen, baby. If it weren't for you, I probably wouldn't know what I would do. Hey, and I want to thank my man, Willie Redneck. Willie Redneck, come in. You didn't do nothing tonight, man. What's up, Willie? You were sleeping on me. What's up?
Listen, you brought that other white guy in here, and he's just talking all a bunch of crap.
Oh, man. My man going to cut. Willie, how you going to cut your man down? That's going to be your new best buddy. Hey, Willie, I'm going to talk to you next week, man. We'll talk next Wednesday, my man. Hey, guys, the time is out. We got to get out of here. The bills have been paid. Thank you, Nation Villain, for a wonderful show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.